Say joins MasterCard Crypto Partner Program ahead of joint framework. Say has joined MasterCard's Crypto Partner Program, the network confirmed via a Cointelegraph update on May 15, 2026. A joint blockchain framework paper from the two parties is expected to follow, suggesting the relationship is being positioned as more than a logo placement. The Crypto Partner Program is MasterCard's curated list of blockchains and crypto firms. It considers production grade for payments, settlement, tokenization, and identity work. Inclusion does not guarantee a card launch or a settlement integration, but it does signal that MasterCard's risk and engineering teams have spent enough time with the chain to put their name next to it. For Say, that endorsement matters more than the headline suggests. The chain has been pitching itself for 2 years as a parallelized layer one built for trading and high-throughput consumer apps, and most of its institutional traction so far has come from market makers and trading venues rather than payment networks. A framework paper, not just a logo. The detail that lifts this above a routine partnership announcement is the planned framework paper. MasterCard has co-authored similar documents with other crypto partner program members, and they typically describe how a chain settlement finality, account model, and compliance hooks map onto card rails. A jointly authored paper is also a soft signal that engineering teams have spent time together, not just business development teams. That is the part of these announcements that usually predicts whether real product follows. We do not yet know the scope of the paper. MasterCard has not previewed which use cases it intends to focus on with Say specifically, and Say has not disclosed timelines for any settlement, tokenization, or card rail pilot. Say's pitch into payments. Say's main technical claim is parallel execution. Transactions that do not touch the same state can be processed at the same time, which is meant to keep latency low even when activity spikes. That property is interesting for trading, but it is also relevant to payments authorization, where a network needs predictable response times under load. The chain has been on a slow institutional push since launch. It has signed integrations with custodians and oracle providers, and a number of trading venues route order flow through Say or list its native token. A MasterCard relationship is a different category of partner, and one that Say has not previously had inside the crypto partner program tent. The relevant question is what Say brings that MasterCard cannot already get from existing partners. Ethereum, Solana, Avalanche, Polygon, and Aptos are all in the crypto partner program in various capacities. Adding Say suggests MasterCard sees either a specific use case, high-throughput consumer flows, settlement for trading rails, or a hedge against concentration on any one chain. The crypto card angle MasterCard sits behind a meaningful share of crypto-funded card programs, including issuers spanning custodial exchanges, self-custody options, and stablecoin rail programs. The crypto partner program is the formal channel through which the network surfaces blockchains it is comfortable working with on the back end of those programs. Most cards in the MasterCard network today still settle off-chain after a top-up from the user's wallet. The longer-term direction of the crypto partner program is to allow more of that flow to occur on-chain, with stablecoins or tokenized deposits handling settlement directly between issuer and acquirer. CI's inclusion adds another L1 to the menu of chains where that work can plausibly happen. For now, no consumer-facing product has been announced. Cardholders should not expect a CI-funded card or a Say-native cashback program to drop next week. The framework paper is the next concrete deliverable to watch. Market context. Crypto markets were broadly green at the time of writing on May 15, 2026, with BTC at $81,327, plus 2.4% over 24 hours. ETH at $2,388, pulled on 1.1%, and the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 50, a neutral reading. Say's native token did not show an obvious immediate move tied to the announcement, which is consistent with how the market has historically priced crypto partner program inclusions. Meaningful for narrative, modest for short-term price. The market generally rewards these announcements only when followed by a concrete product or a settlement volume number. The framework paper, if it lands with specifics, is the document worth reading.